Hello and welcome to episode 463 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick Thicke Cooper. Joining me is Aiden Frost Rockarts.
What's good?
And Colton Blue Basket Sweat.
Yo, happy holidays and happy last show of 2020. The best year of them all.
We did make it through 2020. This is our last show. We're recording this on the 30th. So we got a couple more days. We got one last day. Who possibly knows what could happen at this point? On this week, we've got a little bit of LeagueCast news, I believe. One story, a bi-weekly discussion, and a cheese pick. We've got no competitive league news this week. Roundtable answers from last week regarding the pill, right? Was that last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, regarding the pill and a new cheese pick, extra spicy. We got three emails, and then that'll be it for 2020. Aiden, how was your week?
My week is pretty good. Not a lot of League. I don't think anyone's playing a lot of League right now until the season starts. But I've been playing stuff like Luigi's Mansion. That's been pretty fun.
Yeah.
I've been playing Spellbreak, which is pretty fun for the most part. And I've been playing... I was playing something solo. I can't remember. Oh, I beat Return of the Obra Dinn. That was a cool game.
Ooh, nice. The art style in that is super cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of my week in gaming, at least. Awesome. And then the rest has just been kind of real world stuff with like holidays and stuff, you know, the good stuff.
Yeah. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas is great. It's always nice seeing, I guess I didn't really see too much of family, but we had like a big Zoom call or like whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Oh, good.
What was the most poggers gift you received?
The coolest gift that I received was because Kennedy and I are looking at getting our own place come January. It's a bit of a mess with COVID right now, but my sister got us like a ton of like kitchen type stuff, like plates, ooh, cups, cutlery, like spatulas, like
that's really nice. I remember when I moved down here, like one of the first things I did is I like went to Target and I just spent like $200. So I was like, all right, I gotta get plates, I gotta get towels and cups and spatulas and like tongs and forks, and I was just like, it's so much shit. And I went back like three times to get more stuff that I forgot.
Yeah, a lot of it was like type of stuff that were like you don't know you need it until the first time you need it, sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just a really thoughtful gift that I thought was really awesome.
Yeah,
nice. Cool. What about your week, Colton?
Yeah, so this week's been, I guess, not super eventful, but there have been some, I guess, notable things to talk about. So in really lighthearted things from Reddit news, I saw a GIF, not a GIF, like a YouTube video of the Boston Dynamics robots dancing.
Ooh.
To Do You Love Me? The like kind of like swing, I don't know what to call it. But like, I don't know if you guys saw that video. If you haven't, I would recommend it. Like, I watch it and I'm just like, damn, we're in the future. Like, so much shit is like, you know, same old, but I just watch it and like how smooth and precise those things move around. I just watch it. I'm like, I feel like I'm watching a sci-fi movie.
Hmm.
So that was really cool. And I was like, damn, that's 2020. And then also on Reddit, there was like a thread complaining about how, the soon to be no longer president, didn't address the bombing that happened on Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn, that's also 2020, where I didn't hear about that from any news outlet, probably because I wasn't looking. But like the first thing I heard about that was somebody complaining about him not tweeting about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's pretty 2020 also.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, been playing some GTFO with Rick and Alex and Warren. And we're going to probably keep trying to do a little bit more of that. It's like a kind of stealth-esque shooter, zombie-like strategy clearing thing. So that's been a lot of fun. I've been playing a lot of TFT, and in true Colton fashion, we climbed up to D2 pretty quickly, and then ran it down all the way down to Plat 10P, where I am currently. So check back in, you know, 2 days, and who knows? I could be Iron or I could be Masters.
True.
Yeah, it's something. I was when I started climbing, I was performing pretty consistently and got up to like D2, and then I've just been fucking running it down the last few days. Probably because I'm just mega tilted and like over rolling or just like, oh, I'm going to hit. Oh no, I just died at 50 gold. So hopefully I can get back and do well. And, at the very least, I know I'll be able to make diamond by end of the split, I guess, since the 4.5 patch, I think, is coming out in like middle of January. And if I do really well, maybe I'll be able to get masters again so I can meme on people with my master's border, because I'm so good at this game. But yeah, that's pretty much it, I think, for me. Aiden already said his stuff, so actually, Nick,
hey, that's
Nick
me.
The King Cooper, what are you
the
up
order
to?
That we do?
Hey, I forgot and then I saved it, kind of.
That is okay. I am currently in the process of moving in with my girlfriend. Pretty poggers.
Weird, me too. With your girlfriend.
Funny.
Good one, man.
Got it.
I had a pretty good Christmas. It was fun. I've been playing a lot of Cyberpunk. Game is really good. It is buggy, absolutely. I will not deny that. I haven't encountered any that have like actually like ruined the game for me, and maybe like when I quit or anything. But I'm also like a little more, I don't know, lenient with like immersion breaking stuff, like what people would call immersion breaking, I guess. So not too bad on that end. I think that's pretty much it. It's been a quiet week. So I guess we'll just get into the show. Aiden, what kind of LeagueCast news we got going on?
We don't have a lot of LeagueCast news. The plays video is already posted because I posted it before Christmas because I wanted to wish everyone a happy Merry Christmas during that. I thought it was like a fun video. You should go check that out. It's on our YouTube channel. We recorded our LeagueCast Fixes Champions a couple weeks back. The one from last month goes live on YouTube for non-patrons on the 12th. We'll probably record the one for Patreon in a couple weeks or so, maybe like first or second week of January, depends on scheduling and stuff like that. Other than that, just join our Discord. Discord's been popping, dude. Our Discord's grown like a lot in the last year, and I would really like to see it grow even more this next year, because I feel like we have a pretty good bunch of dudes.
Yeah,
a lot of people help each other out, a lot of good discussion, and it's a lot of fun, I think. So join our Discord, leaguecastpodcast.com/discord.
Sweet. We also don't have any Samurai Rising news. It is another one of the down weeks, as Riot is on holiday still. So we are going to have a lot next week, I am sure. I believe there's a new patch in preparation for the Season 11 ranked season. Mm-hmm. That will begin January 8th per Aiden in our earlier conversation.
So do you think, is it going to be Season 11, or are they going to stick to the theme and say Season 2021?
Season 2021, I think.
Yes. Did they call it Season 2020?
That's what, yeah, this one was. I mean, like, it was...
Oh, I thought it was
Season 2020 10. Ranked season. They've been always referring
to
it as...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, huh. I think they're moving into this is a calendar year thing.
Interesting.
Which is kind of nice. Like, it's gotcha. It makes sense, and I think it's easier to, like, recall and reference...
But, I do have a bit of a teaser. I have a really cool idea / Ooh. Competition / kind of tournament, not traditionally like a tournament thing, that I'm going to do as long as they keep the split things this season. You know, like they had those splits that no one pays attention to. Some people might not even know they existed, rank splits. Like there was three last year. Where just like you'd play enough games, you'd get like a ranked armor trim and like an icon and a mode or whatever. Something related to that for the second split, I might do if they keep them. And I think it's a cool idea. I'll talk to you guys after the show about it and see like what you guys think. I think it's a cool idea, and it will kind of bring our community together, and it'll be something that we're it's very involved in our Discord, I think.
Sick.
Ooh, exciting New Year's plans.
We don't even know about that, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Aiden's keeping secrets from us, Nick.
Yeah, awesome.
Wait, Aiden, you have one other thing that you did this week, or began this week, in terms of getting your gamer rig upgrade.
Oh yeah, I started upgrading my computer because I finally got a 3080. We actually like touched on that last show because I got it during the show. True. But yeah, then I like got a new CPU, I got a new power supply, I got a new motherboard. I got, what else did I get? There's That's like exciting. One. I got new SSD, and I got a new
everything hard drive. But the case and fans.
Yeah, pretty well. And didn't get new RAM, but I'm still like debating if I should or shouldn't. I feel like new like RAM really isn't ever a fucking like deal breaker at this point. It's like the reality. So we'll yeah. see. I might still just go for it just because I don't know. I got a little bit of an influx of some quiche. So
good. Awesome. We have one starry from Vote for Bacon Tape, who says, a best League of Legends podcast available. Whether you're a casual player looking for entertainment during your commute or a solo queue grinder trying to up their game, this podcast has it all. The three hosts have great insights into League, hilarious banter, and plenty of anime reviews that will keep you coming back even if you're taking a break from the game. 10 out of 10. Can't wait to listen again. Thank you, Bacon Tape.
What do you think have a new use of fake bacon tape would be?
The what of bacon tape?
The use. Like, how are you going to use bacon as tape?
If your bacon splits apart when you're frying it, you tape it back together so it stays together when you fry it.
Okay, that makes sense. So you just have one solid strip of bacon.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want like little pieces of bacon. You want like one big slice of bacon.
Okay. I would vote for bacon tape.
Cool.
Sick. Which takes us right into the bi-weekly discussion, Aiden.
Yeah.
You got a question for us.
I do. So this one, it's not really going to be a long discussion, but Colton does have Cheese Pick after, which is kind of nice. But I was thinking, because Wild Rift is coming out, right? Wild Rift being the mobile version of League of Legends. Alongside, we're also getting a League fighting game, eventually a League MMO. We have Legends of Runeterra, which is their card game, which features League champions. We have TFT, which is like a bunch of League champions. I was wondering, what do you guys think about Riot adding characters to these other games but not having them in League of Legends? I personally think it would create a riot. I think that so my main idea is that I could easily see them making a character that's mobile exclusive to start, right? Like their mobile game, it just functions better with like touch controls, for example, right? Like something where like touch controls would just make more sense for this character, so they choose to release it only for Wild Rift, right? But then I was thinking, they could do this for, like, a League fighting game. There's definitely, like, characters within the League of Legends lore that would make good fighting game characters but wouldn't make good League of Legends characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think that's a concept that I would love to see them explore, but I don't think we ever will see them explore, right? Aoshin... Right, not that Aoshin would make a fucking good fighting game character, but I'm sure there's characters like that where like they're like, fuck, we just can't make this person a character in League, right? It just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But we could make them a fighting game character. We could make them a TFT unit. Like, why can't Aoshin be a TFT unit? You know what I mean?
So
why can't? Yeah, I don't know.
To me, I think that we're like, obviously we've already seen a little bit of it in like Legends of Runeterra, the card game, where it's like, you know, obviously none of the, as far as I know, I haven't played it, but like the main heroes for decks are actual League of Legends champions.
They all
like,
are, yeah.
All of the other cards are just like Demacian Soldier 1 or like, you know, other people or, you know, characters, creatures, etc. that exist within Runeterra. So I could definitely see them, like, if they wanted to, like, hey, we're putting in a deck for Aoshin, like, we're building an Aoshin deck. And I think in TFT, that's the easiest, because it's already kind of got the precedent with, like, all of these cards, obviously, that don't exist in the game. A fighting game, I think absolutely we could see it, and I think it would be a great thing. And, like, to be honest, I probably wouldn't want only League of Legends characters. Like, I would want some fighting game, you know, only characters, because I think that like at a certain point you do need to distinguish a little bit. I don't know about TFT, like you definitely could and it'd be good, but like because TFT was like the first non League of Legends game,
yeah,
right, like everything was considered in terms of League of Legends, where it's like, okay, these are all characters from the game. Their abilities are one of their actual abilities, or, you know, very similar, slightly modified. The items are items that are in the game. You know, all of this stuff was, like, if you play League, you'll understand what you're seeing. And, you know, there have been some changes now where it's like, you know, Ionic Spark doesn't exist in League of Legends. Thieves Gloves doesn't exist in League of Legends. None of the spatula items exist in League of Legends. Like, it's starting to differentiate. So I could definitely see that in maybe, like, set 5. I don't think it probably will, but I'm definitely open for it.
I definitely think TFT makes the least sense for it. Because, yeah, as you mentioned, they all are based around abilities that are from League of Legends. Not that you couldn't do it. It just doesn't make as much sense. Unless, like, say you make Aoshin and he's somehow, like, related to Aurelion Sol. You know what I mean? I mean, he's, like, still Aurelion Sol is the unit, but he's somehow Aoshin or whatever, right?
You could easily have, like, Aurelion in there and, like, the unit type, right, is Dragon. It's like, okay, you have, like, Shyvana, Aurelion, Aoshin. Maybe, like, mm-hmm. 2 cost, yeah. 3 cost, 5 cost.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's weird for Legendary and Terra because you are right. All the champions are characters from League of Legends, the game. So it just makes sense for, like, say, I'm only referencing Aoshin, by the way, because that is a character in the lore that isn't a champion because he couldn't be a champion, right? You could reference any character here.
Katarina's dad, I think, is another Katarina's really easy dad, one.
Yeah. Let's just say, like, Katarina's dad or Aoshin. Let's just keep using those. Like, you could have Aoshin as a champion, but it would make more sense with how they've currently built Legends of Runeterra to just have him as a, like, a celestial card in an Aoshin deck. Or not Aoshin, an Aurelion Sol deck, you know what I mean? Or something like that, right? That being said, I think for, like, a fighting game, it makes a ton of sense. I think for their mobile game, I think it would fucking piss a lot of people off, but I think it would make a lot of sense.
I think the only, like, weird thing that comes into play is if the champion is released on a non-League game and then brought into League, because then I feel like sort of the excitement, the, I don't know, sort of anticipation for new abilities and how this character will interact sort of would die a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that particular champion release, unless it's a popular lore character, would be, I imagine, less exciting than someone who was, I don't know, like, sprung on everyone, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't imagine they would ever go the other direction of, like, putting them in one of these games first and then creating a champion.
Mm-hmm.
I think to me, going back to the beginning when you'd mentioned, like, mobile Wild Rift, I would hope that they don't create any, like, mobile exclusive characters or put out any characters on, you know, live that don't go to mobile. Or if they're going to do that, then just, like, differentiate the hell out of them. Like, give it, like, slightly different items and, like, cut out a bunch of old problematic characters. Like, if they're going to do that, they might as well all in and be like, these are different but similar.
I mean, Wild Rift already isn't going to have all the League cast, right? Like, that's, like, the main thing. Speaking of the show, the titular
all of the
line.
League cast.
no, but, like, Wild Rift has, like, what, like, 50 characters or 60 characters or something like that.
Yeah, so I guess they could do that. I mean, to me, I'll never really play Wild Rift because I'll just play League if I want to scratch that itch. So I don't know, but I would, again, like, definitely love to see it. I think fighting game would be, you know, the best way to, like, give a really cool, fully fleshed out character with, like, story and connections that you can't put in League for other reasons, or, you know, maybe you just don't want to put in League because, you know, a passive, 3 abilities and an ultimate is a lot harder to create a good cohesive kit for that makes sense for the theme of the character and stuff than just, hey, this is, they're in a fighting game, they have punch, punch, kick, kick, and they're, like, they're either heavy or light, you know, they're powerful moves or they're a bunch of, like, low power combo moves. Like, it's so much easier to just build a character in a fighting game, I think.
Here's, like, a great example, like, that they're not doing because we already know that they're releasing this character in League. The Ruined King, right? This is a character that's lore-based. We didn't really have anything to go off of except for the fact that they're making another studio is making a mobile game, or not a mobile game. I think it's just a regular, really single-player game, let's just say that. Then we got screenshots of the character, and he's kind of like this twink bitch character. But what if like the Rune King was released in the League of Legends fighting game, and it's just this fucking like crazy like huge Dark Souls-esque character with the fucking Blade of the Rune King? Oh, it'd be so fucking cool as a character, right? It's all League characters, then Blade, like the Rune King, and he's not a League character. He's just a character that you know from the lore, and he's sick.
No, I think it'd be super.
It'd be
hype.
So fucking cool, man.
And I think again, like in any of the other game modes or other games, that like it'd be real easy to do that. And I think with particularly Valorant, because that's an entirely new cast of characters, like. We'll probably start seeing more crossover in coming years where it's like, you know, they might put in a deck. I'm trying to think of a character from Valorant. Cypher, is that one, or is that Overwatch?
Yeah. That's Cypher. That's Valorant, sorry.
Yeah. So right, like they could put a Cypher deck into Legends of Runeterra, or right, like they could put Jett in TFT. Like, I think that I would love to see that kind of crossover. If they're really trying to build out the whole like Riot Games empire, and I think that it would be a pretty smart business move too, because you know, someone who's like, oh man, I sure do love maining Cypher and Valorant, but I don't play League of Legends at all. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, they just added a new Cypher deck to Legends of Runeterra. I'm going to try that. Or like, they, and again, like it's really easy to do like marketing crossover. It's just like, hey. Get a 3-star Cypher in TFT and unlock a skin in Valorant. Like, that's just fucking free money.
You know, I guess we've already seen this sort of thing from, like, Heroes of the Storm. Yeah. Where they just add whoever and whatever. But I guess those other, the other sort of IPs they're pulling from were already established before Heroes of the Storm. I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question.
I just think it's very interesting, I guess. I would love to see it, but I don't think it's going to be done, because I think it has to be done in a very specific way without it just fucking up like sales for like potential sales, I guess. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think that there's going to be huge backlash no matter what they do. Unfortunately, like that's the how things are with League of Legends and like the community that we're a part of as a whole. But damn, like I was just jumping into the like all of those like interlocking like marketing things, like that would be such a great way to promote all the other games and like get people playing them. And again, like as a company, they'll just make so much money, right? Where it's just like literally, hey, if you win this arena in Legends of Runeterra with your Cypher deck, or if you get a 3-star Cypher in TFT, like here you go, here's like a free chroma. Now you're playing it, and like now we can sell you little Legends eggs, and now we can sell you more deck boosters, and now we can also like it's. Ugh.
I'm surprised they haven't done more of that yet. Like, like with the fact that they have like multiple games now, it's really surprising. But
and I think that it would be also like a really easy way to add in certain like traits or origins that they're having like trouble with, where it's just like. Hey, you know, we need a ranged unit. Is like, is it a sniper? Is it a hunter? Is it a sharpshooter? Like, it, especially like for those traits, like it's easy to pull into Valorant, but it's like you could do a lot with that.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Colton, what about your cheese pick?
All right, so my cheese pick. I would say I think that it's actually a very strong build for this character. You're playing a pretty meta character in her primary role, but you are not building how you typically would. So this is going to be on-hit attack speed Elise. So you're going to be going Conqueror, and then you can really go any between Overheal, Triumph, and Presence. I think probably it's going to be Triumph. Like 90% of the time. And then for your next one, attack speed or lifesteal. Again, probably attack speed. Lifesteal works, obviously, coup de grace. And then secondary tree, when I did it, I ran Ravenous Hunter and Eyeball Collection. I think it's probably almost always Ravenous Hunter. But there are worlds where you could definitely go like water walking celerity. You could take cheap shot instead of eyeball collection. Like, there's definitely options with it. But the primary reason that this kind of works is because you get a crazy amount of attack speed from your W on Elise, as well as when you repel onto somebody with your E, you get bonus damage against them. I think it's like 20% for 2 or 3 seconds. So that plus the 120% attack speed you get from your W, you just absolutely shred through people. So the build is going to be probably Gnasher's Tooth, Wit's End. I think you probably can go, like, you can go those first if you really want to, like, all in on the playstyle. For your Mythic, it's going to be the... What's the one that gives Omnivamp and then percentage magic pen?
Riftmaker?
I believe Riftmaker, yeah, is what it's called.
You mean as passives?
Yes.
I think Riftmaker.
Yes, Riftmaker. Riftmaker is the mythic you take.
It's wild to me that you described a mythic item by its passives and not by its like mythic effect.
Yeah.
Well, like...
I guess. The one where if you're in combat for a long time, you deal extra damage. Like, that makes more sense to me, I guess.
But you could say the same thing. Like, the one that you deal more damage if you're in combat for a long time, like, Sunfire describes the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your Mythic is going to be Riftmaker, Gnasher's Tooth, Wit's End, and then probably capping it out with, like, Lich Bane and Death Cap if you can afford to go full damage. Obviously, Hourglass and Banshee's Veil are going to be super good depending on the matchups. Boots, you can really go kind of whatever you want. If you want to be a little tankier, you can go Tabby's or Merc Treads. If you really want to like snowball early, Magic Pen and Attack Speed can both work. So the things that are really nice about it is that it's, you know, sustained damage, so if they don't really have anyone that you can 100 to 0 or you're not in a spot to 100 to 0 anyone, you're still effective. You absolutely slam through objectives. And again, like, once you proc Conqueror, the healing is insane. Between Conqueror and all of the on-hits you're dealing and your Riftmaker, as well as just the passive healing you get, it's wild. The clip that I'm going to be submitting to you, Aiden, was me playing this in an in-house. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was like very fat. I was like 7-2 when this happened, and I think like 2 or 3 levels up. But I legit like 1v4'd a set Lux, Syndra, and Ivern.
Yeah.
Wow. And just like, I just outhealed their damage. It's pretty fun. I think it's actually like just good, and I think it's also one thing that if you're depending on the game, if you lock in Elise and like what the enemy picks, you know, you can go the Electrocute, Night Harvest, or Burst build, or you can take this, or you can do a little bit of an in between, and like you can alternate this on the fly, where it's like, okay, hey, I'm really popping off, maybe I am gonna just do Burst, or I'm a little behind, or these lanes are ungankable, I'm just gonna power farm and go on hit. That's the cheese pick.
If I'm not mistaken, Elise's Spider Q also applies on hit effects now.
That's what I think. That was a recent change. But the tooltip doesn't say that in League, but I bet it's on the wiki.
Yeah. I thought I remembered that change, unless they like nerfed it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, which is why I recommend the Lich Bane, if that's the case. If not, you probably wouldn't want to waste the time on a Lich Bane.
It says, the wiki says applying on hit effects at 100% effectiveness. Yeah,
definitely. So you do crazy damage with this.
Dang.
So that's on hit Elise.
I think it's pretty good.
And when you're in human form and like you don't have your stun up, you can still just slap them with auto attacks.
You're useful.
Yes, yeah. You actually steal some damage and like can help clear towers and stuff.
I was 100% sure your cheese pick was going to be AP Ivern mid, which is really, really good right now.
Yeah, they fucking buffed everything about Ivern, so...
He's insane right now.
You just can't trade with Empower W autos and...
Daisy slaps boys around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Daisy Thick.
It's crazy. Cool. Thanks, Colton. Roundtable.
Roundtable. Cool. Last week's question was the pill question. We had a bunch of different pills. They gave you different stats with pictures on our Discord and all of our social media, so you can follow along. From our Twitter, we got response from Hardstuck League, and they said, red because I'm putting in the work and actually getting better. It also means that if and when the pill wears off, I still have the benefits of all the practice I did, not just the magic skill that is now gone. T Lad B said, black pill, the games would be better regardless of my state. I would swap out the statistically better component for the map aware component. Arrow Carry said, gotta be pink pill, you'd get better and better with all that knowledge. Hell yeah. And then from our Facebook, we got a couple of responses. One from Bonnie, and they say, I mean, it's red, right? You can theoretically gain the benefits of yellow and green with red's effect, and a bonus of not struggling when switching. Easy choice. Tom said orange, essentially meaning playing that as if I was on land at all times. I choose that, please. Kara said, I feel like that if you don't pick black, you also don't play solo queue. I'd pick black. Which I think those are all good responses. We have one more from Facebook from Noah. I thought this was the best justification for black. Black was the most picked pill by like a lot, by the way, mm-hmm. Which I thought was very interesting. And he said, it allows me to be in a vacuum where essentially I'm the only variable, so I can improve and see gains immediately when I do. I think this is it, boys. I think that's a really cool way to justify black, because like it's literally on you at that point in theory, mm-hmm. right? But anyways. From our Discord, we got one from Lacona, and he says, pink pill, so double lift and cutie can call me dog shit all game along with my team. Canem said, this is my favorite response of the week. Canem said, does orange pill just make you the best computer mechanic? You just sit down and play a game of League on a broken computer and it's all good again. I just like the idea of him not taking it as like getting better at League at all, just trying to make a career.
I was thinking about that too, Aiden, when it was just like, you never have, like, you can always connect to the internet with no issue, where it's just like, I can just walk around in, like, a laptop that's, like, not even powered up in the middle of nowhere and just be like, well, I can play League.
Yeah. Fable says, green pill, I don't care about my champs win rate. I'd love to be the best Jinx main in the world. Poppy said, red pill, I enjoy playing a multitude of different champions. And last but not least, Gecko said, green pill would most likely be my pick. My best two champs are Wukong and Cho'Gath at the moment, but I'd probably be to choose to be the best Cho'Gath, although still a very hard decision overall. Being the best Cho'Gath player slash being known for the best Cho'Gath player means that I can play full AP or Bruiser Cho'Gath more often without getting flamed by my team or not for not building tank Cho. He is flexible in builds, and I just don't like having to build tank every single game. He can also be flexed into top, mid, and jungle, so I don't have to play the same position, and I get to mix things up even more. Yeah, Cho's fun as fuck AP. I feel like he's like underutilized as that role as well. Mm-hmm. Cool. So this week's roundtable question is, what is your League of Legends New Year's resolution?
You know, I mentioned it earlier, but I was going to say get back to Diamond because that would be nice. I want to get back while having fun. I don't want to like sweat super hard like I did trying to get back.
You're not gonna play 200 games in a month.
No, that was a nightmare. I just want to have fun. That's all that matters. It's a game, you know. Mm-hmm. How about you guys?
I'm trying to think here, because like there are plenty of things I could say and like not really mean, but like this, you know, next year I'm gonna actually main one role or character, but that's not gonna happen. I think my League of Legends New Year's resolution is to try to have a similar win rate while streaming that I do while not streaming. Cause somehow I managed to average like a 25% win rate while streaming.
Yeah.
And like I know I definitely don't play as well because like I'm interacting with chat and like distracted a bit, but it's wild how much worse my games go whenever I click that go live button.
It's also crazy because I feel like, well, maybe not crazy, but it sucks because I feel like losing
and streaming is very difficult to do.
Oh yeah, it's definitely like a huge hit to motivation to stream when it's just like, you know, that you're gonna start streaming, like, int for two games, get trolled for two games, win one, and you're like, damn, I definitely don't want to do that again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Do you guys also like have trouble like multitasking? Because I feel like that's my problem when like I used to stream like a little bit, was I can't multitask fucking shit, man. I can't have music on when I'm playing League. I can't do anything. I'm like the worst multitasker in the world. I'm one of those drivers when I'm in a parking lot, I have to turn down the radio to like concentrate.
To see.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just my fucking head clogs up, dude. And I feel like that's like a huge problem with streaming as well. It's like just too much. I can only focus on one thing at a time.
I think that's like obviously a little bit. I think I'm pretty decent at that level of like switching on and off, where it's just like checking and responding to chat is like added into that queue of tasks, like check the mini map, look at bot lane, hit tab to see what items people have bought, like, you know, checking chat can be just like one of those things. It definitely like affects me at some level, or like obviously my win rate wouldn't be so much worse, but if I'm not streaming, like a lot of times if I'm playing League, or especially with TFT, like I'm watching like something on Netflix or like listening to a podcast. Like, I'm very rarely doing only one thing.
I feel like I am too, especially with League. Like, I have music on in the background, but it's not the focus of my background. It's just sort of there, I suppose.
I get overwhelmed though when that happens. Like, I try to play like TFT or something like with like something on, right? Either music or like just something I'm like casually watching on YouTube. And dude, as soon as I get to a point where I like need to kind of think and roll or do whatever, I need to pause it, man, and I need to just sit down and like I
super
can't.
Dizzy.
I just get like overwhelmed.
Huh.
That's been like a newly emerging term that I love in TFT, is the like dizzy.
Yeah.
Especially with like with Chosen right now, because it's like you just play whatever you have chosen until like a certain point. And then you like roll down and try and hit your actual comp. And so all the time you'll just be like, okay, well, I just sold like my entire board and I'm trying to put in new units and roll down and place items. And you're just like, it's so fucking dizzy, man.
Yeah.
It's so dizzy. You're just like, oh shit, I put in like two Shens and I didn't put my item on my actual carry. And it's like, you're just all over the place.
That's funny.
But, shit, there was something I was gonna say. Oh yeah, no, I'm imagining Nick like in a solo queue game, and he just gets like picked off in the middle of nowhere, and someone on his team starts to flame, and he's like, sorry, I was just getting really into this Kanye song. like Father Stretch My Hands came on and I just had to stop.
I feel like I usually try to stick to like instrumental stuff.
Yeah, I do too. I try not to. I mean, when I'm streaming, I play what I think people will like enjoy hearing, but if I was just like I'll put on like instrumental, or like trance is one that I'll do a lot, where it's just like it's just noise and it's like upbeat, but it's like it's not going to distract me.
Cool.
Pog. Cool. If they want to send in their answers,
they can hit us up on Facebook at LeagueCast, Twitter at LeagueCast, send us an email, mail at leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our Discord and post in our roundtable section. That's leaguecastpodcast.com/Discord.
Poggers. That takes us to Mail Fight. Our first email is from Gavin. Hey boys, it's me, Gavin, back with another email answering an old roundtable question about my favorite League content creators. And I'd have to say the boss FFS is really fun to watch. I also like Excel and Scooch, and really good for fun/documentary content. For my question, I was going to ask, what's your guys' least favorite new build on a character from preseason? I gotta say, Master Yi with Duskblade and Hail of Blades is super cancer. Anyways, thanks for the podcast as always, and have a nice day, boys. We actually just played against that Master Yi build in ARAM recently. It didn't seem like he was doing a lot until he killed us all.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know if I have a least favorite at the moment.
So I would say in general, like the growing pains of new season, and that like how broken Forge Fire Cape was/is, and that, hey, that's really cool that CC tanks do more damage than AD carries.
Yeah.
And then I would also say, Knock knock, Rito Games, are you there? Why did you put Navori Quickblades in the game? You've had to remove this passive from the game like 3 times already.
I can say at the very least, it is attached to crit, fortunately.
Yes, it's attached to crit, which, you know, again, is now their third attempt at implementing a item where you can purchase to get cooldowns back on hit. I think that within the first 4 months, probably within the first 2 months of like LCS starting back up, that we will start to see Navori Quickblades on some characters as like core, and eventually probably having to get nerfed or removed again.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would not be at all surprised if Quickblades was gone by Worlds.
Really?
I wouldn't be, or at the very least, like, changed significantly.
What character abuses it that you are like don't like, I guess?
I honestly haven't encountered any yet that I think is like,
oh, it's just like that idea of an item.
Right. Where okay, gotcha. I think that people who are smarter and better at the game than me will figure out a way to abuse it, and that we will see it pretty early on in LCS or, you know, LPL, etc. Like, I think that there will be a point where a Navori Quickblades abuser becomes super oppressive in Professional League and will have to be addressed.
Mm.
Like, that is something that I think is very, very likely to happen.
I'll say, I'm trying to find, I don't like Night Harvester. I think it is the only mythic item that is like just purely poorly designed. I don't think you should just get a free spell every 40 seconds that has the unique champion cooldown that just does extra damage if you hit anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit an auto attack, boom, that's an extra spell's worth of damage off. Like I don't know, it's not every, I feel like at the very least every other mythic item has a
an this effect is what rather you need than to something do. Just happens, yeah.
Yeah, or at the very least, like, you need to hit 2 spells for Eclipse to go off, or two damage instances, something like that. Something that offers any sort of counterplay that's not just like, oh, now you just have this much extra burst damage instantly for doing nothing, like what you're normally supposed to do.
It's if you took that mechanic to the nth degree, Nick, it would be like having a rune. Like, you have runes like Electrocute, where you hit 3 spells and you do more damage, right? Like, you do a proc.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another rune where you just do 5% more damage. What if that was a rune? Like, how dark would that be?
It's terrible. And it might wind up that 5% is less than
of course
a regular rune, but it's like less fun, I guess.
Yeah, it's just not thing.
I don't like pressing tab and seeing that Night Harvester Amumu has done 8,000 damage with his item.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's such an easy thing to like fix it, right? Because like, They have it on Eclipse where it's like the second hit is when this triggers. Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, Night Harvester, the first hit, you get a bunch of movement speed. The next hit, it does a bunch of damage.
Like, that'd be perfect. Like,
That's fine. Yeah. But, like, the fact that the Night Harvester is going to proc on Karthus ult, fuck that.
Yeah, individually on every single character across the map at once.
That's stupid. That's so stupid. Yeah. Thanks for the email, crazy. Gavin.
Yeah.
Next one we got is from Dylan. He says, last week you guys discussed that NALCS will be going to a single long season, but they will be keeping 8 of the 10 teams going to playoff format. I agree with Nick that this format sucks. It sucks because there are now more games similar to MLB. Riot can now say that because it is longer, the better teams will work their ways to the top, giving a better representation of the overall standings of the league. But I think they should do the top 5 plus wildcard 6th. Hope this makes sense. Cheers, Dylan. So I think he's saying it sucks because it's similar to the MLB where there's just a bunch of games that happen that don't matter at all.
That feel like they don't matter. Like, it doesn't feel like a game in, like, April, for instance, has the same weight as a game in September or October when you're one game behind... the playoff spot.
The cutoff for playoffs, yeah.
Yeah, so something like that. I think he messaged it to me privately, so I had to type it out. But I think just going like top six would be better, or top six with the one and twos having a first round bye personally. I don't know. It just seems weird that like 80% get in, but maybe it's fine when there's only 10 teams.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing about it is that, like, as it is, it's kind of like the first, like, two levels of the bracket are kind of play-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I would rather just have that, in all honesty, where it's just like, okay, take the top two teams and then, like, have fucking, like, 8 through 2 play in a bracket to get the other two slots.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, call that play-ins and call playoffs where it's actually the top four teams and attach some kind of additional weight to that. Because, I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's, like, in pretty much every other professional sport, like, making playoffs is a pretty big deal and is a indicator that you had a fairly successful season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you didn't necessarily do great, but it's like, hey, if my team can make the playoffs every year, that is a good team.
Yeah.
Probably not the best team, but a good team. And like in this format, it's just like, if you don't make playoffs, you're actually terrible. Like, that's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no prestige from making playoffs.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Dylan.
Yeah. We end the last email.
Oh, sorry. Last email is from TurtleDove100. Hey, guys. Love the podcast. Been listening to it for almost a year now, and I must say it's some of the best league content out there. I've noticed you all have been giving advice to, quote, lower-ranked players and would like to add my 2 cents to that. I'm currently plat 3, and as you probably know, there are many toxic players in that rank. Over the past 20 games, I've been extremely positive and been doing team cheers, blue or red on 3, 1, 2, 3, blue/red, and congratulating people on their plays and good decisions. I've also been saying things like, don't worry, guys, we got the Drake and our side laner wins the side lane for the rest of the game because of this Drake play, even when 4 of us die at Dragon. Doing remarks like this and forcing yourself to be positive really helped my personal attitude toward the game, and I believe this has helped my teammates do better. My win-loss record over the past 20 games is 17-3. Now I'm at a positive win-loss ratio from previously being down 15 games. So I think something I am doing is working. Being positive has also helped my honor level, so that's an added bonus. I hope this advice helps some of the players who are struggling in ranked this preseason. Sorry for the long email, and have a good new year. TurtleDove100. That's a really good, some really good advice.
Yeah. I think that definitely, like, this is twofold in that you dedicating yourself to staying positive is just making you play better. And I think, like, if you were doing this, but in reality your messages weren't even going into chat, like, nobody on your team saw them, I think that this would still significantly improve your win rate. Just, like, mm-hmm. constantly echoing what are good points, what are win conditions, like, all of that stuff, and actually voicing it is a great way to just improve how you're playing, saying, like, this was a gain we got, this is a win condition, you know, we need to not force now because we're strong here. I definitely think, like, hyping up your teammates is helpful, but it's also very dependent on who those players are. Like, some players will respond very positively to being like,
yeah,
damn, nice solo kill. Someone will be like, shut up, I know my solo kill was amazing. I'm the best player in the entire world. If you talk to me again, I'm going to mute you. Yeah. Like, it's gonna really vary. But I would say keep it up. And, like, at the very least, hey, you're making the game a little bit more positive. You're impacting the community in a good way. And if all players were like that, the game would be much more enjoyable.
Did you guys mm-hmm. see the like fucking master tier player who was role playing as Lilia?
I did.
It was so good.
That's really fun. That's same hilarious. Energy.
Oh wait, it's so
same
fun.
Same energy. Yeah. Sweet. That'll do it for this episode of LeagueCast and for this year of LeagueCast. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to check us out on Facebook, we are LeagueCast. On Twitter, we are at LeagueCast Podcast.
At LeagueCast.
At LeagueCast. Okay, I'm doing this without the notes. I don't know where they went.
Oh, I might have deleted them. Shit.
Check out our website, leecastpodcast.com. You can go to leecastpodcast.com/Discord to get a Discord invite. It's bumping. It's popping. Make sure to check it out. Check out Colton's... okay, there we go. Check out Colton's stream at twitch.tv/bluebasket. Send us an email to mail@leecastpodcast.com. And finally, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/leaguecast. Thank you guys so very much, and we will see you next year.
Bye.
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 The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.